substance to a minor. Our other top story, North Korea threatening nuclear retaliation, rather, if the U.S. and South Korea hold military exercises in the Sea of Japan, which are now underway and include some 8,000 troops and 20 ships and submarines.
There are also going to be F-22 Raptor fighter jets for the first time on the Korean Peninsula. They're the world's most advanced fighter jet, and they come equipped with stealth technology, which essentially allows you to knock out the enemy's communication systems or nuclear facilities without them even knowing that you're coming. So the Americans and the South Koreans say this is a defensive exercise, but I suppose if you're sitting in Pyongyang, things might look rather different.
That's Sky News correspondent Holly Williams reporting from Beijing. Well, a bomb at a bus stop in downtown Bangkok has killed one person and wounded 10 others. It exploded shortly after polls closed in a parliamentary election that pitted a government candidate against a jailed leader of recent mass protests in the Thai capital. Police aren't speculating on whether the bombing was related to Thailand's continued political turbulence. Connecticut's governor has ordered flags at half staff in honor of two Bridgeport firefighters who died fighting a blaze yesterday. City fire officials say the two men were found unconscious on the top floor of the three-story house after they sent out Mayday calls. Temperatures are surging into the high 90s in the New York area this weekend. People are trying to beat the extreme heat with drinking plenty of fluids. Michael Clendenin of Con Edison says his company is working extra hard to keep people connected.
We're going to have extra crews available to work on any problems that come up. We'll respond to any outages that happen, try to keep them small in number and contained. Hopefully we won't have any outages.
A large area of the country has been assaulted by a succession of heat waves. Washington in June recorded the highest average temperature for the month since records started being kept in 1871, including 18 days of 90 degrees or more. Well, it's 100 days until Election Day, and both political parties are publicly expressing confidence for different reasons.
House Republican leader John Boehner admits lawmakers rate pretty low with the American public these days.
That's because my colleagues across the aisle aren't listening to the American people.
But Democrats say not listening has already cost Republicans.
Charlie Crist was forced out of his own party. Mitch McConnell's handpicked candidate in Kentucky didn't even get to the nomination. And several other acclaimed Republican recruits couldn't win their party's primary.
Eric Schultz with the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee reminds us that in politics, 100 days is an eternity.
We've already seen a number of surprises, but I think there's going to be more.
Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
Next update at 12:30, I'm Randy Lance, News Radio 610 WIOD.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professional who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Nate, technician for SafeLight Auto Glass.
My customer had a tiny chip in his windshield. Yesterday, he got in his hot car, cranked up the AC, and crack, it spread. If only he'd called SafeLight sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Let SafeLight handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Condo Cranes and HOAs is intended as a resource guide for education, information, and entertainment purposes and is not intended to supply specific legal advice. The information that you hear should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a professional attorney. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based on advertising or the information you hear today.
It's Condo Craze and HOA, sponsored by attorney Eric Glazer, founder of Glazer & Associates PA Law Firm, helping associations and owners throughout the state of Florida. You can reach the office at condo-laws.com or by calling 877 the number 4 Condo Craze. I'm Jerry Hester, alongside attorney Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. Welcome back for another week. We missed you last week.
Oh, sure. Scott did a good job.
Yeah, he did. He did okay. Make sure you check out the show's website. You can find a lot of stuff there. You can learn all about the show. It's at condocrazeandhoas.com. Listen to our past shows. We put the podcasts up there. Click on the Facebook link, join in on the discussion boards, and check out the show's sponsors. The list of sponsors is growing, and if you would like to be a part of a marketplace for the entire condo and HOA world, you may want to check out condocrazeandhoas.com and think about becoming a sponsor of the show. We're here each and every Sunday afternoon between noon and 1 o'clock answering all your condo and HOA questions. We're taking your calls at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610 for AT&T wireless customers. Well, Christy, while you were gone last week, it all went to the dogs.
Nothing wrong with that.
It really did. We got into a conversation about whether or not pit bulls should be banned in condos and homeowners associations. The phones went nuts, pit bull owners telling us how lovable and sweet their dogs are, and others calling us and telling us how they were scared to death in their own homes.
Yeah, you're so right, Jerry. The show is really supposed to be about how people are getting around the no pet laws in their community by claiming that
get to that?
They were hardly, really. You know, these people claiming, of course, that they have an emotional condition that warrants them having an emotional support animal. But the emotions really of everyone seemed to kick into high gear when the pit bull discussion came up. And it was interesting to see that there really was no middle ground there. Our callers either loved their pit bulls, like you say, or they hated them and they wanted them banned completely.
Well, I think the reason Eric didn't have me on the show is he knows what a dog lover I am and how much trouble he'd get into. But sorry,
timing
I missed all
everything,
the action.
Right?
I missed all
That's
the action.
That's okay. Scott and I ganged up on him.
I know. And I have to say, Scott didn't miss a beat. I'm so proud of him.
Yeah. I also think Scott did do a great job for his first time on the radio, but I'm still not sure he understands the concept. The guy came in wearing a suit and a tie.
Well, so did you the first time.
Yeah, that's true. He was real concerned about his looks, but Jerry had to keep explaining to him that nobody could actually see him but only hear him. He just couldn't get it.
Oh,
yeah,
stop.
As far as the listeners know, I'm wearing a tuxedo right now, and it is true. And I got to tell you, Christy, I have to apologize because it was just an hour of blonde jokes.
That's okay, because
all blonde jokes all the time.
You and I both know this hair comes out of a bottle, right? I hope everybody knows that.
Well, I think there's something in the chemicals.
Hey, watch it. I am sitting across from you.
Well, this week we're moving on from one type of pit bull perhaps to another. But, of course, we mean that only in a flattering way because our guest today on the show is Carl Domino, who's been a Republican member of the Florida House of Representatives since 2002, serving as the majority whip from 2004 through 2006. Mr. Domino is also the chair of the Healthy Seniors Appropriations Committee and vice chair of the Elder and Family Services Policy Committee. He also serves on the Appropriations Council, Economic Development Policy Council, Insurance Business and Financial Affairs Policy Committee, and the Health and Family Services Council. He's also a proud veteran and a former U.S. Navy commander, and is also a very successful businessman, serving as president of Carl Domino, Inc., who acts as investment managers and wealth advisors, and their main office is in Palm Beach County, Florida. As you know, Mr. Domino is running against Representative Ellen Bogdanoff for Florida State Senate for District 25. Welcome, Representative Domino, and thank you very much for joining us here on the show today.
Well, hello.
Where'd he go?
Jerry, did you hang up on
him
again?
No, he's online.
Well, maybe we take a quick break and come back.
Yeah, let's do that. Well, let's take a break early, and then we can spend more time with him when we do find him, because he's on the line here. It's Condo Craze and HOAs. We'll be right back.
Temperature is going to reach easily 90 degrees and maybe even triple digits.
Will it get hotter or cooler?
Several record highs again possible.
Oven blast as soon as you walk outside.
Hot, unbearable.
When it comes to hot weather, we say no sweat.
We'll see record high temperatures.
This is definitely different than it has been before.
The WIOD weather forecast.
The heat is on.
Weather when you want to know. On air and always at WIOD.com.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends?
board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learned quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
My car wouldn't start, and when I looked up, they were standing on my dashboard.
My brakes were making this horrible sound, and when I looked over, they were on the front seat right next to me. So cute.
It's true. Pep Boys bobbleheads have been popping up all over America. Whether it's tires, parts, or service, Manny, Moe, and Jack will be there when you need them most, helping you spend the least. Right now, it's the second annual Pep Boys Tire-Thon. Buy one tire starting at just $29.99. Buy any two installed tires and get a free oil change. Or buy any three installed tires and get the fourth tire free. After mail-in rebate, both offers exclude Cornell. See store for details. Pep Boys will beat any competitor's tire deal by 5% guaranteed. See store for details. Pop into Pep Boys this week for unbeatable deals.
When the light comes on, just come in. Pep Boys does everything for less.
Call 1-800-PEP-BOYS or visit pepboys.com.
At FPL, we're committed to delivering affordable electricity for you and your family. We're investing more than $2.5 billion a year to make our infrastructure more efficient, to help keep your electric bill low, and encourage you to be energy efficient to help you save even more. There are many simple steps you can take, like using a power strip as a central turnoff point for all electronic equipment, using the microwave for cooking as much as possible, and making sure your computer screensaver does not deactivate the sleep mode. FPL offers an online home energy survey to help you be more energy efficient. Just go to fplconnect.com and take this survey at no cost to you. You'll get a personalized analysis of your home's energy use and learn valuable information about incentives that FPL offers to help you save even more money on your electric bill. Energy efficiency is something we can all share, and FPL makes it easy. My name is Garland Culbreth, and I work for FPL.
To start saving money on your electric bill today, take a no-cost online home energy survey at fplconnect.com.
News Radio 610 WIOD presents Dining Deals, where you can log on to WIOD.com and purchase gift certificates to great local restaurants at half price. This week's WIOD Dining Deal is Morgan's Restaurant in Midtown Miami, boasting modern, home-style, healthy comfort food. Menu entrees include grilled marinated skirt steak salad, lemon and herb bell and Evans roasted chicken, and seafood dishes. Morgan's Restaurant, located in Midtown Miami, open for lunch and dinner. Log on to WIOD.com Tuesday at 9 a.m. Click on Dining Deals and purchase a $50 gift certificate for just $25.
Condo Craze and HOAs. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. We're taking your calls at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610 for AT&T wireless customers. And yes, we are joined on the phone by Representative Carl Domino. Representative, you there?
How are y'all this morning?
All right. Okay. Glad you're back. You missed your glowing introduction. But we'll continue to move forward again. Thank you for calling in. Much appreciated. But if you don't mind, I understand that you were somewhat or very much instrumental in the portability amendments that was passed a year or two ago and in the same Save Our Homes Amendment. And if you can explain that, how that works to our listeners, that would really be great. And actually how the legislation actually affected them and helped them through the real estate crisis.
That's really important. It'll be more important when prices start going up. But the citizens had Save Our Homes put in 92 and 94. And what was happening is if your property appreciated and you wanted to move to another place, even though it was the same value, to pay a lot more taxes.
Right.
People weren't going to move. Well, I introduced 7 years ago this idea of just taking only the benefit you'd earn, nothing extra, only the benefit you'd earn, and bringing it elsewhere. interesting enough, my opponent in this race opposed it. She might say, no, she didn't, but the fact is I asked her to endorse it. She refused because she opposed it. Actually, before my bill got passed, you might remember, I was the only Republican to vote against the constitutional amendment that would have eliminated all Save Our Homes.
Really?
That's what the party leadership wanted to do. But that got thrown off of the ballot, and then in October, then she did vote for affordability, and it passed with 67%. And like I say, even in a bad real estate market, people have come up and said, I would not have made that move from one house to another, one condo to another, house to condo, if I couldn't have taken the tax benefit with me. So it's helping a little bit now as prices start recovering. It'll help a lot more.
Right. No, absolutely. And again, in this type of market, every little bit helps. And certainly what happens is you had people that were kind of locked into their houses and couldn't move without the portability amendment. And certainly this has gone a long way in helping people actually move from one home to another.
Yeah, it just lets them live where they want to live. I don't know why anyone would oppose that.
Right, even for people that want to downsize as well, you know, people whose children have finally moved out of the home and things like that. But week in and week out, we actually talk on the show, and we take the position that without an uptick in the employment numbers, there really is no way to turn around the real estate market here in South Florida. You know, is that how you see it? Is the real estate market, can it possibly turn around without unemployment going down in South Florida?
It's already turned around a little bit at lower prices. Remember this. The employment's important, but there's still a lot of people who can afford to buy a house. And the facts are you've got the two magic ingredients right now. You've got very low prices. Well, you've got three ingredients. You've got very low prices. You've got low mortgage rates, and no one's building anything. So obviously employment would be helpful, but even last month when national sales we're down a little bit. Florida sales were up. People are going to move down to Florida. Obviously, employment is important, and growth in the Florida population is important. I think the thing you got to do is you got to get rid of this overhang of surplus homes, this overhang of homes that are sold in the foreclosure process.
Right. Well, I guess that's the question. Now there's a problem perhaps with supply and demand. Are we at a position now where there's simply too much of a supply of foreclosed homes on the market, and is that going to drive down the prices of homes even more?
I think there's an imbalance of supply and demand. We'll know in the next 3 months whether it drives it down. Remember, a lot of these homes now that are going to foreclosure are really, really in grim shape. And
right.
So the number, but our picture, if someone's moved out of their condo for their home, and they stripped all the appliances out of, they sold everything they can. Well, of course it's not worth it.
Right, of course.
If you're a home buyer now, right now, you can get amazing, amazing values. In fact, one of the promising signs, one of the things I pushed for in the legislature, I didn't do these bills, but I was chairman of the first committee that heard these. And one of the things I wanted to, which did pass, was a bulk buyer bill.
Right.
And I've seen in the newspapers three instances where these large investors from New York or wherever, they're buying 50, 70, 150 units. And the way that worked was this. Those units were selling one at a time at maybe $300 a square foot. Well, now, 3 years ago, they were selling at $500 a square foot. But these guys come in, they buy 50, 60, 80, and they buy them at $150 a square foot. Then they rent them out temporarily. But it gets them off the market.
Right.
And what the bulk buyer did is it clarified that they had none of the obligations of the original developer. The developer still has those obligations. But now what you got is you got a strong buyer that's going to pay the association fees or the condo fees instead of, a developer who's facing bankruptcy who may not be paying anything.
Yeah, no two ways about it. I know Representative Robina was also very much in favor of that proposal. And sure enough, as soon as that became law on July 1st, you're correct, the Herald and I believe the Sun Sentinel also were reporting very large sales of bulk condo units in like the 150-unit range or more. And so there's no question about it, as of July 1st, that certainly created an uptick in the real estate market and got some dormant condos actually moving and getting money into the coffers of the association. What we've said, however, is we would have liked to see that bill also mandate that the original developer be required to put aside at least some money after each sale so that when the unit owners do take over the property, there's some money there to go after should there be some construction defects and problems with the association. And that's certainly, I know, a lot of, something a lot of our listeners would like to see perhaps in future legislation. Because oftentimes the community gets turned over, there's construction defects, but the developer got out of Dodge with all the money, and there's nothing left for the association to go after.
Well, if in fact the developer got out of Dodge with all the money, some of these instances, what they got was far less than their obligation. And even the bank took a loss to just expedite the deal. But, you know, the whole principle that you're articulating is correct. You had a boom because of very low interest rates. Prices just got unbelievable.
Right.
They're not going to get back to where they were 4 or 5 years ago. But I do believe that a year from now prices will be higher.
Well, I'd certainly love to see it. And I can tell you, as we said, you serve on the Economic Development Policy Council. And I can tell you that your opponent, and quite frankly, at least all of us on the show, have taken the position that Florida, and particularly South Florida, could turn around its economy perhaps if full-fledged casino gambling were allowed, you know, basically on the beach and, you know, perhaps even limited areas. But I understand you may not necessarily be in favor of such a proposal.
The thing is this. I think you got to look at everything. But the fact is my opponent made a big reputation for herself just 4 years ago when she fought in Miami and she fought down in Broward against any expansion of casino gambling.
Right, that's true. Originally she was against it, and I know then had a change of heart and actually came out in favor of it perhaps about a year ago or less.
I think if you look at her campaign contributions, you might see the reason for that.
Right.
And don't look at many different things, and you can have the ability of people to have expanded gambling and some stuff. You just can't do it because, quote, you need it to save the economy. Hell, Las Vegas has got a worse employment situation, a worse housing situation than we do, and moreover, their monorail is just not broke.
Right. Although I think, we've said on the show before, I think, though, if South Florida came up with casinos, we'd knock Vegas out of the box simply because we have the ocean here, we have beautiful weather year-round, and I think Vegas takes a big hit if we wind up getting real casino gambling down here. At least that's our take on it here.
And people gamble anyhow, so I'm not necessarily opposed to any proposal. I would like to see the proposal, but the notion that you're going to bail the economy out by starting gambling, especially from someone that was so adamantly opposed to gambling, she thought it was morally indefensible, and now all of a sudden, because there's money on the table, she thinks it's a good thing. That's sort of a strange situation.
Right. Well, even though we may not necessarily agree on the casino issue, I take it we can agree that the less role our government is playing in terms of bailouts and stimulus funds, the more likely we are to recover. Is that how you see it?
I think there's two kinds of stimuluses, and I always like to correct this. There's monetary and there's fiscal stimulus. Monetary stimulus is the Fed lowering interest rates, which has always been the tonic to get the economy moving.
Right.
And they've done that. Because of the financial crisis with the capital markets, because of the enormous amount of CDSs, because of the fact that many of our friends insisted, they had to take extraordinary measures. They had to do other things, all of which were appropriate, because if you didn't stabilize the capital markets, you were dead. Now, the second thing is fiscal stimulus, and in every recession, you do some fiscal stimulus. That's fine. But this one of $700 million included many, many things that had nothing to do with it. There were social programs.
Right.
And also misdirected investments. For example, there was a company that went public about a year ago to make batteries. They were some MIT professors. In order to get hundreds of million dollars of government money, they had to build their plant in Michigan.
Right.
There's other companies getting big amounts of money. For example, in this state, we gave $20 million to some mega millionaires up in St. Lucie County to start making animated films. These mega millionaires, and included Dan Marino, in fact, they could have done it on their own, but they had tried for 5 years to reach into the capital markets to raise the money to start their venture. And they couldn't do it, so they stuck it through the back door. So I think the $700 or $800 billion stimulus package had too much social spending and too little stimulus, but the monetary stimulus is the important thing. And the problem we're getting into is our debt, outstanding debt, is so much the percentage of our GDP that we'll be Greece someday. When the capital markets start needing capital, and that's a way off because, as you know, companies have $2 trillion in cash. They're very strong. But inevitably they'll start needing. The federal government's going to crowd them out because the federal government's got to roll over. Remember, the yield curve is very steeply upward. That means the Fed is financing at the low end. But that means they got to go in every year or so, or even every 9 months. the Chinese aren't buying our 30-day stuff. They're buying our year. So in a couple of years, we're going to have to keep refinancing. Right. And that's going to make short-term rates go up. That's going to make the 10-year go up. And that threatens to choke off the mortgage market because that's where you price.
Well, interesting article today in the Sun Sentinel, as a matter of fact, about when you referred to it as a monetary bailout and lower interest rates. The article goes on to say today that, sure, rates are at its lowest levels perhaps since the early 70s. The problem is it's becoming impossible for anybody to actually qualify for these rates.
Hey, I'm a prime example of that.
Right.
Been there, done that.
I mean, how do we get the banks to actually open up their lending practices now to people that actually can qualify?
Well, you've got two issues going on. One is, it is always true, coming out of the economy, there's a term that we use, and I don't know if you include your thing. I'm basically an economist and a money manager, so this is something I know a fair amount about. There's this old saying called pushing on a string. There isn't some demand. But the problem with the banks is simple. You talk to any banker. Everyone in Washington that's, saying, make more loans. And then the next day, they got the control of the currency saying, well, don't make a loan unless some guy's got five times the income of the loan. So you've got to get the regulators being realistic. I'm told, for example, by realtors that when people come from the north, even though they have significant equity, if they don't have income, they're not able to get them to qualify for a mortgage. So you've got to get – the problem is this – get rid of all the economics. You've got no one in Washington that's dealing with these issues that have ever run a business or been.
Absolutely not. Right. Career politicians.
Think of this. The Secretary of Treasury, who's supposed to be doing all this reform, he was the chief regulator of all the New York banks. Eitner was the chief regulator of all the New York banks when they all went belly up.
Right.
It'd be like taking me and putting me on the Miami Heat, a guy that's fat and old and can't dribble. And saying, well, you're a good guy, you can talk the game, go on the Heat.
Well, the way the Heat fans are talking, we can put you on the Heat, and I think they'd still win the championship.
Yeah, I think so, too. All you have to do is stand there.
But switching topics for 1 second. A lot of condo and HOA members in the state were real worried about the BP oil spill. And as a result, perhaps Governor Crist called a special session this past week to ask the legislature to allow the voters of this state to vote for a constitutional amendment which would ban drilling off our shore. And I can tell you your opponent thought that Governor Crist was simply grandstanding because it was already banned under Florida and federal law. What's your take on it?
Well, in the Palm Beach Post today, my opponent says that she opposes offshore drilling, but she opposes that ban. I'm in favor of offshore drilling. We've got 200 million cars on the road that need oil and gas. We're going to transition over time to an economy that uses other sources. There's no question about it. It's got to be nuclear for power generation. It's got to be solar. It's got to be battery. But for the moment, we need natural gas. We need oil. The thing is, you shouldn't do things in special session unless it's an imminent emergency. There is absolutely no connection between the oil disasters happening now and the constitutional amendment. Remember, that's in federal waters. It wouldn't control anything. And so it was political grandstanding. The guy's running for Senate, so I can understand that. The only thing that upset me the most is that we spent $50,000 of taxpayer money when everyone knew nothing was going to happen. So,
right. And I think you adjourned in under 90 minutes or so.
Yeah, it was just the way it is. But it shouldn't have happened like that. And I also think if we had to have a special session, there were other issues, for example, that I had a proposal. You know, this week one of the bad news for the market is they took Amendment 3, which was another amendment I had, which would have created a first-time homebuyers special exemption. And they didn't take it off of the ballot because there was any problem with that. They just said the description wasn't very good. When I did that initially, I wanted it to be a first-time homesteader. I wanted the person that comes down from Philly or Chicago to be able to buy one of our homes and get a 5-year temporary tax benefit. That's how you're going to get rid of the surplus of houses. So that was a very important legislation. And I recommend it be re-brought up in a special session, never be heard. I think we need an ethics bill considered in the special session.
Hey, and that's how you get people moving into the state, because as we keep saying on the show, I think 2009 was the first year that we actually had a reverse in population. But, Representative, I apologize. We got to take a break. But
yeah, hate to interrupt you guys, but we need to take a break for news here. And we'll pick this up right after the break. It's Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hey, it's Mobile Mike. Listen up closely. There are lots of commercials on the radio from companies claiming they get the best results. The bottom line is, who can you trust? Trust 1-800-NEED-HELP. Blanca Rojas called 1-800-NEED-HELP after an auto accident. The insurance companies didn't want to pay, but after being referred to the appropriate specialist, she was able to obtain a recovery of $100,000. Get the picture? 1-800-NEED-HELP. That's 1-800-633-3435.
Good afternoon. It's 12:32. I'm Randy Lance. Here are some of the stories we're following. BP's evacuation of the Gulf of Mexico has been called off. Ships are heading back to the site of BP oil well. We'll have details coming up, but first, let's check in with Terry Griffin in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Traffic Center.
Thanks, Randy. In Broward County, Turnpike southbound approaching Sample Road, you have a left lane blocked because of an accident. That's Turnpike southbound approaching Sample Road. A couple of accidents clearing away on the Palmetto, one eastbound at 95 northbound. Also, Palmetto southbound exit at 72nd Street. And a heads up for you, the Gratney westbound approaching the toll plaza, a left lane is blocked. Also, 75 northbound ramp to Graham Dairy, a left lane is blocked there because of construction. Your next traffic update at 1 o'clock. I'm Terry Griffin, News Radio 610 WIOD, 24-hour traffic.
Partly cloudy, hot, and humid across Miami today. Expect a high near 92, 50% chance for showers and storms this afternoon, with a 40% chance for afternoon storms tomorrow, 95. Lisa Love from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610 WIOD.
89 degrees in the Gables, 91 in Parkland. It's 12:33. Our top story this afternoon, ships and workers getting back to the Gulf of Mexico oil spill today after a brief evacuation, the height of the hurricane season beginning next month. But if the weather holds, plugging the well for good could be done by mid-August. That evacuation came short-lived after Tropical Storm Bonnie fizzled out. North Korea threatening nuclear retaliation. If the U.S. and South Korea hold military exercises in the Sea of Japan, which are now underway and include some 8,000 troops and 20 ships and submarines.
There are also going to be F-22 Raptor fighter jets for the first time on the Korean Peninsula. They're the world's most advanced fighter jet, and they come equipped with stealth technology, which essentially allows you to knock out the enemy's communication systems or nuclear facilities without them even knowing that you're coming. So the Americans and the South Koreans say this is a defensive exercise, but I suppose if you're sitting in Pyongyang, things might look rather different.
That's Sky News correspondent Holly Williams reporting from Beijing. Next update at 1 o'clock. I'm Randy Lance, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Condominium associations are facing significant challenges today. And with those challenges come the need for special help from a special property management firm. That firm is Miami-based KW Property Management and Consulting, comprised of a team of professionals who are meeting today's challenges. Staffed by CPAs and long-term property managers, KW brings financial controls, budgeting discipline, contract oversight, and strong vendor negotiation skills to its growing portfolio of clients. They call it the KW difference. The real estate market has changed, and so has the role of property managers. They're here to preserve the value of a valuable asset, your home. And today, that role involves strong financial controls and traditional property management responsibilities. Please visit kwpropertymanagement.com or call 305-476-9188. That's kwpropertymanagement.com. You'll see what they mean by the KW difference.
Now more than ever during these troubled times, people in this community need your help. Together with the Salvation Army, you can help these people by donating your old car or boat and receive a tax deduction. You don't have to do anything but call or go online, and the Salvation Army will pick up your vehicle free of charge. It'll finally be out of your driveway and in the hands of someone who really needs it. Donate your old car or boat to the Salvation Army today. To schedule a pickup, click online, fortlauderdale.shruck.org, or call 954-463-20.
You never heard this. Not from Honda. 0% financing for 60 months. Announcing the unheard-of Honda clearance at Maruni. For the first time ever at Maruni Honda, drive select new 2010 Hondas with 0% financing for 60 months, including Accords, Civics, Fits, Insights, even Ridgelines. Or lease the new 2010 Honda Civic for $199 a month, sign and drive. Or a new 2010 Honda Accord, just $249 $99 a month. Sign and drive. It's the unheard of Honda clearance going on now at Moroney Honda in Miami and Hollywood. Hurry, you may never hear this again. 0% financing for 60 months on select new Hondas or new Civics, $199 a month. Accords, $249 a month. Both sign and drive.
Who you gonna call?
Moroney! Visit MaroneyHonda.com. 36-month leases with approved credit, 16.67 per $1,000 financed.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renters insurance, officers and directors insurance and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities. All you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Condo Craze and HOAs. We're taking your calls at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610. For AT&T Wireless customers, I'm Jerry Hester, alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. And on the line, Representative Carl Domino. If you have any questions for the representative, please feel free to call us one more time, 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397.
Mr. Domino, this week the Sun Sentinel ran a column that basically took the position that there wasn't much of a difference between you and Mrs. Bogdanoff on the issues, but I got to tell you, on closer examination, I believe there was one tremendous difference between the two of you as it relates to condo owners in this state. And to remind our listeners, Florida law was recently amended to now state that when a bank takes back title to a unit after a foreclosure sale, they have to pay the association the lesser of 1 year of assessments or 1% of the amount of the mortgage. The old law made the bank responsible for the lesser of 6 months of assessments or 1% of the amount of the mortgage. But as we pointed out here for weeks on the show, because the 1% cap kicks in first anyway, it really made no difference whatsoever that the statute now requires the bank to pay 12 months of assessments because the legislature let that 1% cap remain. And again, the banks simply don't have to pay any more now than they did before. Yesterday, however, I confirmed with Representative Julio Robina that you were, in fact, the only Republican member who voted in favor of Representative Robina's House Bill 329. And that bill would have increased the liability of banks for unpaid assessments to 2% of the original mortgage debt. And that would have resulted, in fact, in a true doubling of the bank's responsibility to the associations. And that I'm sure I can speak for all the listeners on this show that you should be applauded for your vote in that regard. And can you tell us why you did, in fact, support Representative Robina's bill?
Well, I was chairman of a committee that heard about 8 or 10 bills that had to deal with condo issues. I'd actually had a bill 4 or 5 years ago that got vetoed by the governor. And I want them to basically go forward. And of all the people, of course, Representative Robina knows more about the condo law, so I greatly respect. I don't know if he told you why. He told me, and I'm not going to put words in his mouth, why none of the other Republicans support it, because they all said they were going to support it. But I think there was some pressure. So I want his bill to pass. But, you know, at some Senate article, you know, they say things like that. And I mean, there's some major differences, and they're interesting. You mentioned about Boston Road drilling. In today's West Palm Beach Post, Representative Bogdanoff says she opposes offshore drilling, although she voted for it just a year ago. And of course, she opposed my portability effort. And about 8 weeks ago, when we talked about illegal aliens, immigrants, she said she would not take a position on that because she was superstitious. And now all of a sudden, she's decided that she really wants to fight it. So there are many issues. She was against the texting legislation.
Right.
She takes credit for killing that texting legislation. We've looked at bills, for example, that would have increase the penalties for someone that left their kid unattended in a car, and she voted against that.
What's your take on the Arizona legislation?
Well, on the Arizona legislation, now she apparently supports it, but 6 or 8 weeks ago in a Tea Party debate, she said she would not comment on it. She was too superstitious. And she was the majority leader when the majority whip when the E-Verify bill was killed 2 years in a row. So, I mean, I understand that people's thoughts can change. I'm sure my thoughts have changed on certain things. But, boy, she's changing things pretty quickly right now. In an effort, I guess she took a poll about the Arizona Things Popular, so now all of a sudden, where she wouldn't talk about it 6 weeks ago, now all of a sudden she's in favor of it.
Right. I want to stick for 1 second, if you don't mind, on the increased liability that I guess you and Representative Urbina think that the bank should have to associations. I mean, has your constituency informed you that, hey, associations are simply really, really troubled, the banks should have to pay a little bit more money because, unfortunately, the people that are not getting foreclosed on and choose to live in their condos, they're the ones that are picking up the bill for everybody. And without the bank's help, you're going to have good people going into foreclosure with good intentions.
Well, the associations need help. Now, I must tell you this. Even on Rabinas and Bogdanoff's and all the bills, the courts have ruled that that would only take place going forward.
Right.
You can't change a contract retroactively. And you've got to be careful, too, that it keeps the banks from making mortgages in the future. One of the things that we all agreed on, and I wanted three things to really happen this year. One is the bulk buyer bill. Two is I wanted the incidental insurance thing, which never made sense. I think it was a mistake, eliminated because the override wasn't even available. And thirdly, let's say you were an owner of a condo unit, you were collecting rent from your tenant, but you weren't paying the HOA bill. I wanted that tenant to be able to pay that rent directly to the HOA so that the HOA didn't suffer that. We finally got that in the bill.
Right.
Because we needed to provide relief. You've got some association condos that are really hurting because 50% of the people aren't paying anything. We've got to resolve that.
Oh, yeah, we represent buildings in downtown Miami, as a matter of fact, you know, where you'll have a 300-400-unit building, and 200 of those units are in some form of collections. It's really catastrophic what's going on in some neighborhoods. But I can tell you that when we had Representative Robina on the show, he made it clear, you know, he certainly didn't hold back, and he blamed your opponent for having that bill that would have raised the bank's liability to 2%. He blamed her for having that bill killed in committee because of her close ties to the banking industry. And would you agree with that statement by Representative Urbina?
You know, he told me that she made calls to kill it, but I don't like to give motives. I mean, maybe she just wanted her condo bill to be the one that worked. I really don't ascribe motives to people because I'm not in their head.
Right. I know you have an MBA from Harvard, and certainly you can tell us the way the new law was written, however. Clearly, it looks like the banks perhaps would owe a little more money to the associations upon foreclosing. Actually, it was touted by some attorneys as the banks now have to pay double. But in fact, because of that 1% cap staying there, it's really a hoax upon the public. And I got to tell you, the banks don't have to pay not one penny more in 99% of the situations. So I can tell you, at least this show would like to see something done in the next legislative session to make the banks a little more responsible, something more real.
Robina's running for the Senate. I'm running for the Senate. Obviously, it would be a good deal if we both won. It would be a voice for the consumer.
Right. Well, as you know, but just want to clarify, actually, on that landlord-tenant bill, how the bill actually reads is that, and there's been so many questions to our office about this, how it actually reads is that the tenant doesn't have to pay the entire amount of the rent to the association.
Only the assessment amount.
Right, exactly. In other words, so, to clarify, if the rent is $1,000 a month, but the condo assessment is $500 a month, the tenant has to pay $500 to the condo association, but still has to pay $500 to their landlord.
Right, or if, and I don't think this would happen, but let's say there was a circumstance where the rent was $300 a month and the assessment was $500 a month, they would only have to pay the $300 a month.
I gotcha. Representative, I'm getting that signal again. We got to take a quick break, our final break, and then we'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah, okay? We'll come back and wrap it up in just a few moments. We're taking your calls. If you'd like to call in, 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397. If you think it's easier, if you're more comfortable, you can call the law offices of Glazer & Associates at 877-4-CONDO-CRAZE. That's 877-4-CONDO-CRAZE, or check out the firm's website, condo-laws.com. We'll be right back.
Crumbling concrete, peeling paint, waterproofing problems? No problem. If you're a building owner or management company, finding solutions to your problems doesn't have to be painful or costly. Promax Restoration and Paint. Whether it's a perimeter wall or parking garage, balcony or pool deck, structural repair, waterproofing, and painting is their specialty. It has been since 1994. At Promax Restoration and Paint, they've seen and successfully repaired and painted just about everything when it comes to high-rise, mid-rise, townhomes, buildings of any shape and size. Yes, they're clients have included Marriott, Hilton, Doral, and many luxury condos. But it doesn't mean that Promax Restoration and Paint is expensive. These clients have chosen Promax for their experience and quality workmanship, but also for their ability to offer very competitive pricing. So see their work and see what they can do for you at restorationandpaint.com. Promax Restoration and Paint, 800-624-9371. That's 800-624-9371.
Twin Main Lobsters, only $19.95. Hi, I'm Jack Studiali, and my family owns Tropical Acres Steakhouse. This month, we'll once again offer our Twin Main Lobsters for only $19.95, Monday through Friday, all evening. Treat yourself to the long-awaited return of our Maine Lobster Special, only $19.95. Experience the secret of our success, Tropical Acres Steakhouse on Griffin Road, half mile west of I-95. Go to tropicalacres.com. Tropical Acres Steakhouse, over 61 years and still going strong.
This week only, Maroney Chevy is doing the incredible. We're taking $6,500 to $8,500 off brand new Cobalt, Malibus, and Silverado extended cabs. Maroney is out to sell the most Chevys during the National Summer Sales Event. So you can get a new 2010 Cobalt for $10,999, a new Malibu $15,999, and a Silverado extended cab $17,999. Or qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Only at Maroney Chevy on 8th Street in Lejeune, West Dade, Pembroke Pines, Fort Lauderdale, Green Acres, and Delray. Don't miss your chance to buy the best-selling Cobalt, $10,999, Malibu, $15,999, and Silverado Extended Cabs, $17,999.
Who are you going to call?
Maroney! Maroney.com.
All include $1,000 conquest rebate. Silverado includes $1,000 down payment assistance, $13.89 per thousand financed.
Nate, technician for SafeLight Auto Glass.
My customer had a tiny chip in his windshield. Yesterday, he got in his hot car, cranked up the AC, and crack! It spread. If only he'd called SafeLight sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Let SafeLight handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
The recession may tempt people to put disability insurance on the back burner. Life Foundation spokesman Anthony Domino explains why that might be a bad idea.
People need an insurance safety net now more than ever, particularly with their savings and investments affected by the economic crisis. A disability, either short-term or long-term, is perhaps a greater threat than you losing your job.
If you and your family depend on a paycheck, protect that income. Talk to your employer or an insurance professional. A message from the nonprofit Life Foundation.
James, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. What's up?
As far as unity of the nation, man, I've never heard a person so negative.
I'm a negative person. That's right.
There's nothing that the government can do right.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do from now on. I'm going to try and be more like the president.
Sean Hannity.
I'm going to find a pastor like Reverend Wright. I'm going to sit on boards with somebody like Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. Does that sound fair? Well, now he hung up.
Monday evening at 6.
Those that support Obama, they can't stand any criticism.
On News Radio 610 WIOD.
Condo Craze and HOAs. Welcome back. I'm Jerry Hester, alongside attorneys Eric Glazer, Christy Phillips, and on the line, Representative Carl Domino. We're taking your calls. We got a few more minutes. 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610 if you're an AT&T wireless customer.
Representative Donmo, during our break, we got in an email from one of our listeners, and he wanted to know if you would be in favor of creating a regulatory agency for homeowners associations. You know, right now, condo associations are somewhat controlled by the Department of Business and Professional Regulations. And this person's writing in and saying there's lots of folks living in HOAs who are elderly and who don't have the financial or mental ability to fight scams, fraud, and embezzlement. And I guess they're taking the position that at least some control by the DBPR might be warranted for HOAs in addition to condominiums. What's your take?
Well, there is DBPR with one and not the other, but there are also many, many statutes to protect COAs as well as HOAs. HOAs. I've actually done two or three bills, and we can do it either with DBPR or we could do it through amending statutes. But there should be the same protections because, at least in concept, they're very similar. But there are differences, obviously. One is you own your own home, and the other is, and you have some common ground. The other is you have a lot of common ground.
Right.
But I would look at that. I wouldn't have any particular objection to it. But it's not that there's not. In fact, many of the bills we do have provisions for HOAs and COAs.
Right. I can tell you there's certainly some kind of a movement out there. You see it at least amongst our circles, that there should be, instead of two complicated sets of two different laws, there should be one bill that perhaps controls community associations throughout all of Florida, I should say. And to have two different types of regulations is, quite frankly, very confusing and doesn't make sense in a lot of circumstances. For instance, you can lien someone's home now in an HOA for, covenant violations, but you can't do it in a condo. Those types of differences might not make much sense.
Well, that's why we get input from people. And there's things I don't even know. I mean, I've dealt with other, like on HOAs, there's voluntary ones and non-voluntary ones.
Right.
Covenants that renew every 10 years. I had to do some bills because a few of the covenants, the lawyers hadn't been on top of it, and they basically expired. There was no control. And we actually passed a law that said as long as no terms of the original agreement change, and I think two-thirds of people agree, you just go back to the original deal. And then some people objected to that. But you need protection in both instances, and I'm not enough of a lawyer to know why, exactly what all the nuances are of difference, but that's why smart people like you run for the legislature and help us out.
Thank you very much. And you're referring to, of course, the MRTA provisions of Florida law, where the HOA covenants can expire after 30 years if you're not careful and you don't re-record them. And you're right, that does in fact happen every now and then, and it's quite frankly pretty scary, and it leaves an association in a state of limbo for that period of time, as to whether or not that association even exists, whether or not dues can even be collected. So, yeah, things like that can happen in HOA, but not in a condominium. And again, not much sense as to why there should be such a vast difference between the two. But kind of running out of time, and, we've spoken on the show many times about who really is responsible for the foreclosure crisis that we actually find ourselves in. And just curious to know, who do you blame? Do you partially blame the banks for being too lax in their lending practices, or do you take the position that really nobody put a gun to the borrowers' heads, and it's their fault for overextending themselves and perhaps investing in properties with the idea that they were going to flip them, and it simply didn't work out?
I think it's a combination of things. I think it was one is going back to the 90s. The banks were forced to basically develop the subprime thing. I think it was the fault of the federal government that in 2005 refused to stop the leveraging of Fannie and Freddie. I mean, they went to 33. That meant, as a banker, basically there's a lot of pressure to do almost any loan, and you could just collateralize it and pass it through. I think it was the fault of Alan Greenspan for keeping rates at 1% too long.
Right.
I think some of the deals were just fraudulent deals. You remember, there were no doc deals 10 years ago, and now we had ninja loans.
Sure.
No income, no job. So it was a lot of things, and it was all run by greed. But at the end of the day, a lot of it wouldn't have happened if there wasn't a significant overbuilding, because even the mortgage foreclosures wouldn't have lapsed if it weren't for the fact that the values went down. I knew there was trouble when I read about a nurse in Wellington that had 14 properties and $40,000 a month of mortgage because she thought she was going to flip them. People have got to get back to common sense.
Of course.
And in Florida, one of the reasons I started portability is I noticed, and people brought to my attention, People weren't moving within Florida. They were moving in. And you were looked at the income of Floridians and then the price of the homes. And the price of the homes just gone up so much faster that it was non-sustainable. It was hit a little bit by the teaser rates. So there's a lot of blame to go around. But on the other hand, if you had a, you know, if you didn't read at least some of the documents that said your 1% rate would go to 6%, then you can't say it was complete without fault.
Right. No one ever thought that they'd have to pay that 6% because they thought they were going to flip it quick before those rates started to go up. And then we had, of course, guys like Bonnie Frank who was telling us that Fannie and Freddie were in great shape, nothing to worry about.
But we also had loan officers that said, oh, Mrs. Jones, do this, because they were getting paid a commission on their buy.
Right.
There was much blame to go around, but letting everything be collateralized, letting subprimes. Think of subprimes. It basically is a person that couldn't afford a house being allowed to buy a house.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we saw deals, again, that we simply knew could never work out. We'd have people with very little income, you know, coming in and doing closings that were approved by the lenders. And you just knew people were setting themselves up for a major downfall. But in the minute or two that we got left, I can see that your website says you fought to ensure that citizens can obtain affordable property insurance. However, the insurance companies now are really aggressively lobbying for a rate increase, despite the fact that there really hasn't been a storm of any significance in about 5 years. You know, what's your take on that? Would you be in favor of a rate hike at this point for the insurance companies? When, you know, 20% of all mortgages in Florida are at least 90 days delinquent at this point.
The two big problems in Florida that we don't like to talk about, one is the enormous burden of the pensions on our city and local governments, and the other is the insurance. We are on the hook for $40-plus billion as citizens. Unfortunately, it is not an easy question to answer because the regulatory authorities have these very complicated filing systems and computer systems. Our policy, of course, is that companies, A, should have availability, they should have adequate price, and they should be solvent. But when you get down to the detail, I mean, I've got constituents that's rates are going from $5,000 to $15,000. They can't afford that.
Yeah, totally impossible.
And yet, you know, the companies will testify, and under oath they'll testify that you know, that even without the 5 years, for example, hailstorms and sinkholes have knocked their profits down. So, and it's a particular problem on the coast. One of the things that our constituents forget is all of us on the coast have an idea of keeping those rates as low as possible. But guess what? The people in Kissimmee and Ocala don't necessarily agree with it.
Right.
If we did have that big hurricane, that would be an enormous problem for the state of Florida because of citizens and because of the cap fund, we'd have to make that up. And that's the one, you know, that's the emperor that has no clothes because it's so hard to, you know, just so hard to come up with an easy answer.
Representative Domino, I am sorry, but we are out of time. I really want to thank you very much for coming on the show today. It's much appreciated. And we really do wish you a lot of luck in your race for Senate.
Well, I enjoy and I've heard about all the good work you all have done, so keep doing it.
Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, sir.
Bye now.
Like Eric said, that's all the time we have for this week. We will be back next Sunday at noon with more Condo Craze and HOAs. Kim Komando is up next.
The talk you want, the news you need. News Radio 610 WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. Streaming live 24/7 at WIOD.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Randy Lance. Here are some of the stories we're following. Workers at the Gulf oil spill back on the job after Tropical Storm Bonnie fizzles. We'll have the details coming up, but first, let's check in with Donna Rapato in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Traffic Center.
Randy, northbound 95, an earlier accident at Southwest 10th Street in Broward. Still blocking a couple of lanes and backing traffic a bit. Nothing too bad. You can always stick with the turnpike to avoid those delays. On northbound I-75, some roadworks blocking the left lane of the off-ramp to Graham Dairy Road. I'm Donna Rapata, News Radio 610 WIOD, 24-hour traffic.
Hot and sticky across Miami today. We're looking at a good mix of sun and clouds with a 50% chance for showers and storms this afternoon as highs land in the lower 90s. Tomorrow afternoon, a 40% chance for storms. Mid-90s. Lisa Love from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610 WIOD.
92 degrees under partly cloudy skies and sunrise 89 in Hialeah. It's 1 o'clock. Tropical Depression Bonnie dissipating to just an area of low pressure over the Gulf of Mexico. How did the remnants of the second named storm of the year affect the cleanup efforts in the Gulf?